It's 7:45 here on Giant 90.9. And that could only mean one thing. Your host, Owen Pulley, is alongside Maxwell Gilly and Lucas McKee in HD1 Studios. And it's time for the Sports Spotlight! Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Sports Spotlight in the Giant 90.9. We're here live in studio to talk about the NFL, the NBA a little bit. We're going to talk on college football and touch on high school football as usual, our final segment, high school football. But we're going to get right into it. The Colts taking on the Broncos tonight on Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime Video. Colts looking to get a win. And can't seem to do that a whole lot this year. They got one win against the Chiefs, and that's it. But they're looking for a win against the Broncos. Lucas, what are your thoughts on that game?
I think this is a defensive game. Both defenses are pretty good. Both offenses are bottom three in scoring. Colts have averaged like 14-something points per game, and Broncos are like 16 points per game. The bottom three, the Bears are also there in the middle. Colts are 14 with the least, so I think this is going to be a defensive game, but with key players like Shaquille Leonard out, Tyquan Lewis, and Julian Blackman for that defense, it's going to really affect them, especially with route runners like Jerry Jeudy. But it's time for Phillip Lindsay, I guess, to get his revenge game in Denver, since Jonathan Taylor is out, so it's going to be a fun game, but hopefully Colts win. And if they don't, man.
I mean, the great thing about it for me is obviously
it's a win-win.
It's a win for me no matter what. Yeah. I like Colts, like the Broncos. But no, I'm a bit disappointed. I thought this was going to be a much better game when we looked at it at preseason and everyone was hyped on the Broncos and especially the Colts.
Battle of the two disappointing teams so far.
Yeah, it's been that. But no, I'm excited. There's a lot of key injuries. Yep, that could be a big effect. But I really think anytime these two teams play, now I know it's not like when Peyton Manning was there anymore, but anytime they've played, I've enjoyed it. I remember the last time they played. It was like 2019, I think. It was a very fun one. So
it is in Denver, too, so that should factor in for Denver, but I don't, it's going to be a really, I think it's going to honestly be a really sloppy game unless the Matt Ryan and that offense can somehow look like they've been talked about, and as well as the Broncos, like Russell Wilson can look as well as they've been talked about him. It's just, so it is a battle of the two disappointing teams, but
the battle of mid.
Yeah, pretty much right now. I do think the Colts win this. Complete bias, though. They're, honestly, because there's no other reason for me to take them.
I just think the injuries of the Colts are going to mount too much on them, and that's the only reason why I have the Broncos winning this one. But, I mean, hey, as long as it's not like 6-3 with only field goals, I'll be
right?
happy.
Or like, if the game ends 3-0. Or 0-0.
Watch it be another tie.
If man
0-0.
I mean, it's gotten to the point with the Colts right now. The money line right now, I believe, is what it's called. The over under for the points at halftime for the Colts is, for Vegas has chosen 9.5 against the Broncos. That just shows how low powered this Colts offense is.
Yeah, it's gonna be a. Hopefully it's not a sloppy game, but that's what I'm expecting, is a sloppy, not too like Chiefs Chargers type game. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be very mid.
Mid. Battle of mid. I think a horse team is going to win.
Yeah.
Personally.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
The team that has the horse. I like that team.
Yeah. But not the other team with the horse on it, right?
No. Not the other team with the other horse.
I think Max just likes horses.
I should have just been like that guy and like done almost the split jersey thing, Broncos and Colts today, and just
had jacket, I think Bronco they have a Manning luck split, or a Manning.
I know they have the Manning. If anyone got like a Manning luck split, I will hit you.
Yeah, my cousin has a Colts,
any of them
that has a Colts Manning split.
I remember, like, I thought it was cool when I was little, but now no.
I thought they were cool. Split jerseys are just dumb.
You're welcome, Derek Schultz. We don't like them.
Unless it's a Peyton Manning, Broncos Colts.
Nah, not even that. That's why I have one of each.
The only way I support half jerseys, I mean, not support.
If it's a parent.
Exactly. Yeah. Parents. Like the Diggs and like the Ball Brothers. So that's basketball. But
Gurriels, you know, have it in the MLB.
Yeah. So that's still, I mean, parents, that makes sense. Or like family members of that. That makes sense. But so flip, two jerseys mixed together, they're kind of weird.
Or the Benj Bowl. Or the Benj.
Yeah, that'll work for high school.
Yeah, the Benj, their mom.
Coming up in November.
The Ben, what is it, Benfield? And then on the back it says Plain Davis?
Probably.
Plain Davis. Benfield, Plain Davis.
Yeah.
Wow.
Already almost basketball season. And, I mean, we had the Pacers playing last night, too. It's
great. So yeah. Great segue, Max. Speaking of the Pacers, the preseason kicking off and the regular season is coming up on us. October 19th is the first day of the regular season. But the Pacers played yesterday, and they got the win. They're 1-0 in the preseason over the Charlotte Hornets. They are the win was 122-97. So a pretty overall good win there. Like I said, it's preseason, but looking good right now. Jalen Smith.
I'm going to overreact to everything. Charlotte's going to go 82 now. Let's go. Pacers going all the way. Let's go. Hey, NBA Finals.
Jalen Smith had 10 rebounds and 9 points. Miles Turner put up 12, but only 3 rebounds, 3 assists. I mean,
him.
Yeah,
100%.
He's 7 foot and only got 3 rebounds.
There's been trade talks with currently with Russ and Miles Turner and some draft picks.
No, I don't. I don't want it.
I don't want Westbrook.
I don't want Russ either. I saw. Oh man, I forget who it was. The tweet came out yesterday of Miles Turner and draft picks being talked about, like, in high ears with Russ coming to Pacers. And I'm like, Russ has been doing worse the last couple of years than anything. Like his last good year might have been 19, might have been. And other than that, he just hasn't looked like Russ at all.
We had Anthony Davis not play for the Lakers again.
He can pass the ball. Russ can pass the ball, but he's just not shot there anymore.
Benedict Mathurin with 15 points coming off the bench, 1 assist and 1 rebound. And another big name there, Isaiah Jackson, dropping 13 points, 1 assist, and 6 rebounds. Had more rebounds than the 7-footer. So did Chris Duarte. Same with Jalen Smith and Buddy Hield. There was a lot of guys. T.J. McConnell had more rebounds than the 7-footer.
Let's go!
T.J. McConnell, now I get he, I mean, it's not really what he was. He only played 18 minutes, Miles Turner did. But he dropped 12 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. I mean, we just don't have a guy like the Pacers just don't have a guy like Domantas Sabonis anymore who can give you 20 and 10 consistently. I mean, Jalen Smith looking pretty promising right now. He dropped 9 and 10. But just, I think that Domantas Sabonis was a good turnaround, a good trade for the Pacers to get, I believe, Buddy Hield and Tyrese Halliburton. And, Buddy Hield and Tyrese Halliburton were in that trade. But there's just Sabonis dropped at 20 and 10 each night. You can just count on it, him dropping 20 and 10 each night. But you are listening to the Sports Spotlight on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. But, Max, what's your opinion on the Pacers not having a guy like Sabonis dropping, like I said, 20 and 10?
I mean, it will definitely be different. That's going to be a major hole. I'm hoping we can have someone step up to fill that role. But in the very least, I still think that the Pacers overall are going to be better without Sabonis because of this youth. I'm hoping that it isn't going to be another tank year. I know everyone's like, oh, let's tank to get the The number one overall pick, the very tall kid.
One dude.
I don't
Victor.
I don't even know how to say his
Wemba.
Name. Wemba. Wemba something. I don't
Wembanay.
Know.
Wembanay.
He was
I think
playing
it's like
with
Wembanay.
The number two guy last a couple of days ago on ESPN and like G League. And I know everyone wants those two guys, but.
Victor Wembanyama.
We're going to say that's how it is until we get to April for draft time.
Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama.
I'm proud of you. No, but I mean, hey.
I mean,
at the end of the day, we don't know what it's going to look like right now. That was just one preseason game. We're going to have to wait until we get closer to the regular season to get more focused on it. But I'm happy that the Pacers starting off preseason at least undefeated. And let's go and see what they can do this season. I think they have a good roster. I really like a lot of the new guys.
I do want to get your opinion on something real quick, guys. Talking about Victor Wembanyama, and I know like he was like one of the original guys. Dirk Nowitzki moving over to Kristaps Porzingis, and now you got guys like Chet Holmgren, Victor Wembanyama. What do you think the new era of these unicorn 7-footers that are only 200 pounds is gonna do?
Yeah, well, it's obviously already changed the game. We're gonna have a difference of.
Chet,
of what people definitely are looking forward to. I would have never expected anyone like Chet Holmgren, for example, to be looking like a major prospect. I mean, he looks like you can literally, if you run
injured,
over
though.
Him, he looks like he's going to break in half.
Yeah.
He's already injured, though. Like,
it's just one wrong, like, hard stop, and he is folding over. It's.
Yeah. Well. He's also got he's also out for the 2022-23 season with a Lisfranc. He suffered a Lisfranc injury to his right foot.
Reminds me of Zion.
Yeah, I was just about to say on my life I was just about to say he's going to be the next Zion with his injuries.
Zion looks good right now.
I was like in my head I was thinking like before the season even started this is going to be another Zion. like you can't have this, and then you took the words out of my mouth.
I mean, Joel was out for a little bit at first, but he obviously turned out well. Let's see if Zion could be something similar.
Zion's looking like he's actually in his. He looks pretty good, but I don't know.
He doesn't look like James Harden anymore, like when he was in Houston when he wanted out.
Yeah.
I mentioned him earlier, Zion Williamson, a couple episodes ago. He was one of those guys, like, he got hurt. You kind of didn't really hear from him. And then he's, like, in the facility, like, 360 dunking.
Yeah. So, if there's anybody who doesn't really watch basketball and want to put it in more in football terms, if you watch football, he's like the Michael Thomas of basketball. He'll play a game and then be injured for, like, half the season or the whole season. And then we'll practice and then be like, oh, wait, I still have, like, some lingering pain. So, I think Chet... It's unfortunate because there was a lot of potential with him with that rebuild there in OKC, but I think I really hope he's not the next Zion, and I hope Zion too actually does good this year because he's looking like it and he's feeling confident, so I'm really hoping it works in his favor.
I mean, I was never a Duke fan, so I always rooted against him, but man, oh, I felt so bad for him.
Yeah.
He just wants to have an opportunity. When he plays, he looks good. He just needs to make it longer than a quarter of the season.
Exactly. That 19 March Madness was amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had
absolutely.
You had him. You had RJ Barrett, Ja Morant, Taco Fall, all those guys.
Yeah, but his unnecessary dunks is what always. I think that's what really got him.
Well, that and an exploding shoe.
yeah, that was. I remember that.
But I do want to go back to Victor Wembanyama real quick. They played in the game against the Ignite Edge No, excuse me. The Ignite, the G League team. I don't know who they are the affiliate for, but they just
they're
beat them.
I think not an affiliate at all.
Oh, I thought they were G League.
I think they're supposed to be just like an all-star G League team, basically.
Okay. Yeah, but they beat the Metropolitans 92, a French team. But two big names there. There was Scoot Henderson. I mean, Victor Wembanyama, obviously, and then Steve Hoyufat. They played in the game.
I was actually just about to speak on him. But after that, why? You guys are just taking the words that are... I'm just going to quote Pacers. Yeah.
Okay.
Because that announcer didn't want to get in trouble. I was just about to say that before you said...
Steve Hoyufat
Steve Hoyufat from three. Yes, I just said that.
Yes, I just said that. That is that man's name. Steve Hoyufat is causing problems.
He was not taking the... opportunity of getting canceled. He was like, yes, I just said that. That is that man's name. It is his name. They looked it up. It was everything. It's H-O space U fat. It's
he doesn't want to get on announcer.
Y-O-U space fat. Yeah, it's...
O-U fat.
Steve with two E's, too.
Yeah, with two E's.
Not even one, just two.
Indiana.
Three E's.
Oh, yeah, three because in total. Yeah, but two at the end. Man, that was a legend. That's a legendary moment. I can't wait to look back at this.
That's a legendary name.
That is a legendary name. There was a legendary name on man, who's the Ohio State? I believe it was Ohio State. One of his or Alabama. I don't know what team it was, but
the football player.
Yeah,
General Booty.
Yes, that
Dacoldus Crawford.
Dacoldus. He has his own sponsorship with Dacoldus now, like the actual company.
Oh, yeah. Dacoldus
Water?
Yeah. No, the Dacoldus air conditioning
was
or something like that. Or it could be water, too. I don't know what it is, but he had his own... Because of his name, it was just so perfect. It was... Yeah, it was... But, man, these names are getting better and better.
Three greatest players of all time.
They're just weirder and weirder.
Can we get a jerk? Can we sign him to the Pacers? I don't...
Steve, who you found?
We're getting a split jersey. It's going to be the 92, the... whatever 92 team they're on, and the Pacers, and it's gonna be Steve Hoyufat. It's gonna be it's gonna be the Metropolitans 92 jersey on the front.
Yeah,
but we're gonna do it front and back. We're not gonna do.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Metropolitans 92 on the front. 90.
That would be so much better than like the split down the middle jerseys.
I agree. That would actually look much.
That
better.
That would look so much better. Like, oh, that person's a fan, and then you turn around, they're like, oh, wait, never mind. Instead of just seeing the split, I feel like it'd look better too.
The split jersey on the front and back.
Yeah, I feel like that's how it should go anyway.
I think the basketball jerseys look better because they don't have like the sleeves. You have to worry about where they should end, where they should start.
Yeah, makes sense.
But yeah, we're gonna go to a quick break and then come back. We're gonna talk a little bit about the MLB playoff picture right here. Indy's Giant 90.9.
Hey, Dr. Elsperman. I believe one of the best ways to invest in a community is to encourage participation in high school sports.
I agree, Paul. High school sports can play a tremendous role in student athletes obtaining their first degree in life, a high school diploma. Ivy Tech Community College also plays a role by serving more than 70,000 Indiana high school students who are earning college credit while finishing high school.
High school athletics are all about setting students up for success in the classroom and in life, and that's especially important. Considering less than 7% of student athletes play sports in college, and even fewer receive scholarships.
At Ivy Tech, thousands of high school students complete their freshman year of college or first industry credential, giving them a head start on college and careers.
We appreciate the support of partners like Ivy Tech who invest in our student athletes, their education, and our communities.
This is championing education. This is investing in your community. This is your IHSAA.
Welcome back to the Sports Spotlight, Indy's Giant 90.9. My name is Owen Pulley, alongside Max Gilley and Lucas McKee. We're here listening to some Bruno Mars. All right, that's enough Bruno Mars. We're going to talk about the playoff picture in the MLB a little bit. The MLB was solidified two nights ago with the Mets. With the Braves win over the Marlins, the Mets did end up sweeping the Nationals to finish 101-61. But we're going to get right into it. Over in the East, the Guardians take on the Rays. The three-seeded Guardians take on the six-seeded Rays in Cleveland for a best-out-of-three series. The winner of that will play the Yankees. The Blue Jays will play the Mariners in Toronto, and then the winner of that will play the Astros. And then over in the NL, the Cardinals will host the Phillies for a best-of-three series. The winner of that will play the NL East champions, the Braves. And then the Mets and the Padres will play a three-game series in New York, and the winner of that will take on the Dodgers. So I did a little bit of a prediction, completely unbiased. you know, completely unbiased as being a Mets fan. But I have Cleveland beating the Rays in three games, the Blue Jays sweeping the Mariners in two, and then the Guardians end up losing to the Yankees. So the Yankees move on to the ALCS, and the Astros do as well, and the Yankees going to the World Series. I have the Cardinals beating the Phillies in three games, the Mets sweeping the Padres. Then I have the Braves beating the Cardinals, and then the Mets beating the Dodgers, completely unbiased, you know. I think that could happen, though. But then I have the Mets going to the World Series against the Yankees, and then completely unbiased, I have the Mets winning the World Series.
That is an awful pick. I think the Yankees are going to get eliminated early just because they're going to choke. Same with the Mets. I, without knowing anything about baseball and not really paying attention at all this season, I am saying that it will be the Rays versus the Phillies. The six seeds make it all the way. That's my hope.
I'm gonna say, I think I'm gonna agree with your Yankees and Mets only because
Subway Series.
I'm agreeing with your Mets just to make you happy. But the reason I'm picking the Yankees is because I think the Yankees would win it over the Mets, and they're gonna win their 28th World Series. I think they're
first one since 2009.
No, yeah. The Yankees were taking away my college football with Aaron Judge.
Oh yeah,
no,
62.
I'm Aaron still Judge going to root against 62. Them every single time.
And we do have another.
I hope the Cardinals win. Actually, I'd like that.
We do have another pick. We do have another submission for the playoffs here. I just muted Max. Max, you've been muted twice in two episodes. You need to control yourself.
Wait until we talk about BYU Notre Dame again.
Oh, yeah. Big Nelly. Get Big Nelly in here.
BYU going all the way.
But another team here, an unnamed source has the Guardians beating the Rays, the Blue Jays beating the Astros, the Yankees beating the Guardians, and the Astros beating the Blue Jays. And the Astros beating the Yankees, making it to the World Series in the AL. In the NL, he has the Cardinals beating the Phillies, the Mets beating the Dodgers, the Braves beating the Cardinals, the Mets beating the Padres, then the Mets beating the Dodgers, and then the Mets beating the Braves in the NLCS, and then the Astros winning over top. And Landon just texted me, I heard that. But another source we do have, the Astros beating the Mets in the World Series in five games.
I'm proud of you for thinking that the Mets are going to make it far.
They are. They're a good team.
They were.
Jeff McNeil just won.
Then why does like their entire fan base root against them all the time now?
Because everybody hates the Mets, and I hate the Mets too. They gave me pain when September comes around.
I know.
I was so happy in June and July, and then they started losing. And then the Braves. I mean, the Braves did go on a winning streak. They went on a 15-game winning streak in July. I believe.
And had
July.
like a 98% chance to win the division?
Mets had a 76% chance going into the Atlanta series to win the division. They needed to win one game to at least like have a good chance to clinch, and they got swept. They got swept.
I remember looking at it, and I think it was Monday or Tuesday. I was looking at it, and I was like, man, I wonder what Owen's feeling like right now. Because I don't watch baseball either, but I look at like all the records and standings and stuff, but I don't sit at home and watch it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I have a problem.
If the Yankees and the Dodgers, if that's the World Series, I'm not watching it, no.
I'll watch Astros-Dodgers. Watch that.
No. I'm tired of the Dodgers. Dodgers are overrated.
Statistically, the Astros and the Dodgers is the biggest, like, most likely to happen. But
no, I wouldn't watch that one either.
I don't think the Dodgers are going to make it out of the NLDS. I think that the Mets are going to win. I think that, honestly, like, unbiased completely, I think that the Mets are a better playoff team than the Dodgers are right now.
Yeah.
This could be an L take, but
I guess we'll find out.
Find out Friday. They kick off the playoffs in the wild card spot there. Play their three games there. Possibly two or three games. Hold on, we do have a submission from an anonymous source. You can figure out our anonymous source in a second. Notre Dame beating BYU this weekend. Max, I'm telling you.
Listen to here, anonymous source. We're going to be like every New York talk show now and start arguing with our viewers.
What's your name? Landon from New York, or Landon from Indy. Oh, we're speaking to Landon. Who is this? Landon from Indy? Okay. All right. You said that. Okay. All right. All right. Landon from Indy, listen here. This is why you're wrong.
Listen.
We're going to tell you exactly how it is. This is exactly why you're wrong.
Cougars are 4-1 on the year. Notre Dame lost to Marshall, hands down. I know that was week two. It doesn't matter. Garbage.
Notre Dame's going positive 3-2 instead of 2-2.
Have you seen the BYU mascot? He can climb up tables. He is scary. That's why BYU's going to win.
It is a literal short man leprechaun.
He's a real man, man.
But he's like,
not okay.
I think that they should make the leprechaun mascot. They need to have a tryout for it. But it's like 7-footers from the basketball team playing like a leprechaun.
Ironic. A really tall leprechaun.
Yeah. That'd be
fun. We have to do that. Simple as that. We need to start the petition right here. So, you know, an Indianapolis show, we need to get it all the way up to South Bend for them just to say, who are you? No.
just for the consideration.
Exactly.
Oh, they don't have it on here.
We have to use the
I'm just going to start playing. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, let's go play the fight song.
I'm proud of you. Why would we have their fight song?
I don't know. Maybe we did. Maybe we'll do a college segment. I don't know. Carmel has the same fight song as Notre Dame.
Oh, what?
No. Wait.
It's the same melody.
Like, every single one starts like that, though. That's the thing.
No, it's the same melody. It literally...
Carmel needs a better ghostwriter. They can't just be stealing... They can't be stealing music notes out here.
What I like about Ben Davis is that they're one of the only teams in the MIC, I mean, in recent, without the stolen logo. Because, like, LC's is Missouri State. I just found that out last night.
I also feel like you can't... There's so many... There's not a lot of logos you can have when you have teams like...
The Bears.
Yeah, like, there's so many... There's only so many logos you could actually make
for
a team.
What do you want it to be? Like, for Carmel, just to...
Like, you can't put, like a caramel drop in the middle, but... So they have to make... They have to
caramel.
Do something, but...
Caramel, how people say. Yeah. Are you caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Are you just going to have every team be, like, North Central and just have only the letters?
They have the Panther.
Yeah.
They have the Panther.
Because there's so many... There's only so many animals, but there's so many different football teams and a lot of...
Well, there's
a lot
400
of high schools
in just the state of Indiana. Alone.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Just in Indiana. So there's really going to be hard to not copy somebody else's... I mean, color and... Word for word or color design. That's different, but...
I'm going to read the Carmel fight song to you. Cheer, cheer for old golden blue. Come on, team. We're all proud of you. We're all loyal to our high. Send up a cheer that will reach the sky.
That sounds familiar.
Although the odds be great or small, old golden blue will win overall. While our loyal boys are fighting, onward to victory. It's literally the Notre Dame fight song.
You guys know your school's fight songs? I don't even know mine.
I know our fight song.
I only know, like, on Monrovia, you win for MHS. That's about it. That's all I know from ours.
I don't know Avon's, and I've been there for... 3 years now, but I know Decatur's.
Here's to old Ben Davis. I love her. Yes. Yeah, that one. Tri-West, Trey's telling us, sources, that's Tri-West's song. Is that the exact word for word? Basically is what it is. He's nodding yes. That's Tri-West. Golden blue is, they are golden blue. They're like navy gold or navy blue and gold. Carmel's like a royal blue and like a yellow. I like their colors. They have good colors.
You can't call it yellow. You have to say what they want you to call it.
It's yellow. No. It's literally yellow. It is like bright yellow.
Wait until you have IU people tell you that it's
crimson
not
and cream.
No, it's just red and white.
It's crimson and cream.
What are we, Wisconsin?
It's just red and white.
No, they're red and white.
Exactly.
Crimson and cream. See? LEO.
Same thing with Carmel.
Yeah. Now, Cathedral, on the other hand, is just Notre Dame.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. They're about a fight song away from just being Notre Dame.
Yeah, exactly. They have, I feel like Cathedral's probably better than Notre Dame, though.
They probably could
right
beat
now,
Notre
yeah.
Dame.
Yeah.
They could probably take on the Irish
probably,
right now.
Yeah, they could probably take on the Irish. Well, the Irish could definitely beat the Irish right now.
I'm picking the Irish to win.
I'm picking the Irish in the end. Irish Bowl, the old tall leprechaun, short leprechaun.
The Indiana Irish team is going to win.
That's a good point. That's a good fighting Irish.
They're both the fighting Irish. They both have gold helmets.
They both have shamrocks.
Yeah, the shamrock, the navy. Well, no logo on the helmet. Navy blue jerseys, gold pants. Like,
wait, you're telling me that one was inspired by the other?
Well, but what I think is funny is that they copied Notre Dame, but then they came up with the Cathedral C, with the shamrock in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And then they got mad at the Colts for stealing it when it was literally like their carbon copy of Notre Dame.
Yeah, they took the only thing they, like you said, they're one fight song away.
They're a fight song away.
They're a fight song away from literally being in youth Notre Dame. It's like
a feeder system.
Like, it's like JUCO for Notre Dame. That's what Cathedral is, but like probably better than JUCO, to be honest.
Yeah, probably. Cathedral's really good at football.
Yeah,
even though they did lose to Brownsburg,
they are good at basketball. Nah, Brownsburg's they're really going to be good at basketball too. I'm excited.
Jerron Tibbs playing football and basketball, two sport athlete. He's really good at what he does. Leads Cathedral in all time rushing yards now, as a senior at Cathedral for varsity.
Oh yeah. In breaking news, Thomas Gawkowski is like close to being number 10.
I thought
all
you were
going to
say he's like out, and I was like, what?
Yes, me, who would know that. And I think actually Marcus Reese is like either 7th or 8th all-time in like receptions in a single season right now.
Probably something like that.
So they're doing good this year for Ben Davis, and let's actually talk about that
now. Yeah, that was a great – we're just doing good on segues today.
I'm obviously a professional. No, but it will be LC at Ben Davis. Kickoff is at 7, pregame 6:15. We will be on the call with Kyle, Owen, and I. And
I forgot Kyle's on that game too.
I had to look at the sign. I knew there was three of us. I didn't remember which one.
I can't remember if it was Garrett or Kyle.
I am so excited for this one. If LC can win, they will clinch the Mick title. If Ben Davis wins, well, yeah, they would have to be because Ben Davis could finish only 4-1. But yeah, they would be 5-0 in the Mick. If Ben Davis wins, they would at least have a share, depending on what they do against North Central, though they are the heavy favorite against
the overdog. I guess you could call it that.
Yes, they are the overdog there. But I'm really excited to see it. LC has a lot of kids who are. I know they have one that's going to LSU. They have one that's going to Virginia. So they have a very good defense.
They have one that's playing baseball at Alabama.
Oh wow, nice.
Ahmad Duff. He's really good at baseball. He's fast.
So both teams are very talented. Both teams are just going to be making it an exciting one. And their head coach is looking like he's going to get his first ever really winning season. He's only been 5-5. That was like the most he'd been. But right now they're looking good. And I'm excited to see what they can do.
So. Yeah. I'm very excited there for that. And overall, just excited for the Ben Davis season.
They've
had a good season.
It's wrapping up, actually.
Yeah, it's wrapping up. But
wrapping up real quick.
Sunday is when they have the pairings announced, I believe. So
yeah,
it'll be exciting.
Two more games and officially into playoffs.
Playoffs.
The Ben Davis gets the week off, which is nice.
So do I. I will not be here. I will be in the Caribbean.
Yeah, I will be at... Let's see. So I'm off next week, but then I have to go back to school the week after because our fall break is only 1 week.
Oh man. Shoot. Why aren't you doing next week's game?
I was going to be at Monrovia for senior night. That's why.
You don't have to be there.
I wanted to be
for
there.
Soccer or football?
No, football. We already had our soccer season's already over. Sorry, Indiana.
Night, wasn't it last you didn't night? Win sectionals?
No, we lost the first matchup.
No.
You didn't
Ben Davis lost.
We lost the first day of the tournament.
Decatur lost last night. So.
Yeah, Ben Davis lost. Ben Davis boys lost on penalty kicks.
Oh, that's the worst way
against
to
Decatur.
Go.
Actually,
oh wow, didn't girls team
win.
Beat Pike?
They
I
did.
Think?
They advanced.
Yeah,
they
let's
advanced
go. Our girls team won too. So obviously,
that's
the girls
our,
soccer
my, our girls team won
good.
As well.
Girls
soccer.
Wow.
Been,
yeah.
Dude, Decatur
clearly
girls soccer
is better than boys soccer.
Decatur's actually their soccer's. They take it they take it pretty serious over there actually. It's they have a lot of players actually. It's really surprising how many players you'd actually see how want to play soccer over there.
I think that girls soccer has actually been more like prevalent than boys soccer in the United States. Now in other countries obviously like it's like the NBA and the WNBA. I think it's professional leagues are a lot bigger, but like the women's team, like compared to like the success of the women's team compared to the men's national team, like women's soccer is huge here.
I mean, there's a reason why they're, what, 4-time World Cup champion or something like that? And the highest the men got, I think, was 3rd in, like, 1934 or something.
Football.
That's the football. Highest they've been. They didn't even make it to the last World Cup. They did make it this year.
Yeah.
Am I going to have to be a World Cup analyst this year for you guys?
Yes, you are. You're
okay,
going to have to
there
be.
We go.
Obviously, I know about Christian Hernandez's spot last year.
There we go. I know about all of the soccer teams, obviously, and I've totally paid attention to every single one. My official World Cup prediction right now, November, USA all the way, baby.
My prediction for the World Cup, Kyrgyzstan versus Indonesia.
Good pick.
I don't even think they're playing in the...
Probably not.
I just picked two countries.
I think Arsenal's going to take it.
Arsenal's
That's
back
a good
in the World
pick,
Cup.
good pick.
Cristiano Ronaldo's going to win it all.
Actually, Arsenal
Christian Ronaldo sucked at Manchester
Arsenal
United
looked pretty
year.
Good, and then they just started... like they were just like the Mets, actually, at the beginning of... this season, they were looked in pretty good, and then they just started choking, but now they're picking it back up. So.
You're welcome, Indiana. Yeah. We have a whole week of the NFL, but we're going to talk about soccer, which is 2 months away.
So, Max, we haven't done this yet, but you've done it on School Talk. We're going to close off the show, and we're going to have you read. I don't have the queue up, or I don't have the thing, so we're going to have you read the big board.
All right, well, WBG Alumni Day will be taking place October 8th. That is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., I will be there for all 12 hours. It's going to be a long one. Owen's going
to
be there, too.
I'll try to be there as long as I can.
Trey's going to be there as well. It's going to be fun. First time we've ever done something like this. Fall break, it will be the 8th through the 23rd, so that will mean other than Alumni Day, we will have no one on the radio then. So congratulations, Indianapolis. You get a little break from us. Our social medias are at WBG Indy, except TikTok at Giant90.9. All request lines is 317-244-9234. That's 317-244-WBDG. If you don't already, put that in your phone. Save it. We have to have it. It's a requirement. It's like the most important phone number. You don't need to know your mom's number, your phone number. No, you only need to know 317-244-9234. School Talk has Dr. Butts this week. Tomorrow, everyone needs to be on their best behavior then. It'll be at 7:30. AM, it'll end by 8. The replay will be at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Then, as we talked about, football LC at Ben Davis. Kickoff at 7, pregame 6:15. We're so excited to see that, and I think we all know who's going to win that one. I'm going to make Indianapolis finally happy without making everyone mad and losing mic privileges. I'm picking Ben Davis.
ISC will be on that call, too.
That means it'll kick off at around 7:07. Yeah.
And what was that, Max?
Ben Davis is going to win.
That was the...
Big yeah.
Shout out School Talk. We did it. The little ending. It was like, what?
Right, we're proud of you. We're proud.
I got to be on School Talk for the first time, and it was cool seeing that. I didn't know they did that. I've never gotten to listen to it because every time I listen to it, it's very quiet out here and everybody's talking. So,
how dare you not listen to every single episode I'm ever on?
Every single second ever.
All right, we got time. Quickly plug any of your other shows, Owen.
All Gas No Breaks on Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we'll talk about NASCAR, IndyCar, and Formula One. Big Nelly, Garrett Burkle, and Trey Hannah on that. Big Nelly being Landon Nelson. And on the Mound Monday, we'll cover your MLB news.
Off the Rails for me on Monday at 7:45. We also have On the Fly every Thursday, 8:30, 9:15. Then, obviously... Sports Spotlight, 7:45, 8:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Then School Talk for me on Friday. That is all for me. That is all for everyone.
Lucas.
Last thing I got to say is go Colts.
Oh, we do have a little bit of news.
What? What happened?
Do you want to tell them that you're going to be back?
Oh, yeah. So I was going to end up moving before fall break. I was actually going to be moving this Saturday to South Carolina.
This is
going to
be your last episode.
This was going to be my last episode, but I am... some unfortunate things happened that it caused us not to be able to move anymore. But fortunate enough, I'm able to stay with family and friends now. And we'll get through it, but everything will be fine. It'll be good. It's going to be a good day today. Hope everyone else has a good day. And just go Colts. I hope
go
Colts.
Colts.
Really hope Colts win.
At least
today.
You're not a Panthers fan.
Yeah,
now.
It would make my day if the Colts could actually win. It would make me a lot happier.
Yeah, Broncos definitely. Country, let's ride.
No, I like the. Turn off his mic. I like the one. I like the team with the horse. I like that team.
Team with the horse. All right, that's been the Sports Spot. Indy's Giant 90.9. Thank you so much for listening.